Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli Daf Nun Beis, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the first line, Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Rabbonin, Darshin, Anshei Anidachas, Bechlal, Evdei Akum Hayu, Beskila, Yedziu, Ledun, Bekala, Shev Misois, Besweifa. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that Rabbonin learned from people of the Ir Nidachas of a city where most people have been over the Avodah Zarah and the city has to be destroyed. They were in the category of idolaters who get skila. The Torah gave them a lighter misa, which would suffice to lower their misa to sreifa. Lo de'echa sha'at moitziya l'dun b'kalash b'misois b'sreifa, ela sha'at moitziya b'kalash b'misois b'chanika. If it were not enough to lower their misa to sreifa, if you say that herig is lower than chenek, why would the Torah give them the lightest misa? It would suffice to lower them one more level to give them chenek. Rabbi Shimon Dorash, Novi Hasheke Bechlal Evdi Akum Haya, which is a Beskila, Ladayecha Shad Mitzi, Lidoin Beskila, Ella Shad Roitza Laitziam, Bekala, Shivam Misois, Shite Bechenek. Rabbi Shimon expounds that a false prophet who says, let's serve other gods, was in the category of idolaters who get Skila. Is it not enough to give him Skila rather a lighter Misa if you'll say that Chenek is lower than Hereg? You want to say that the Torah gave him the lightest Misa, meaning Chenek. Rabbi Shmuel, Ba Sisvatoi, B'Shem Avo, Machlev Abonan, Doroshin, Navi, Hasheke, Bechlal Evdi Akam Haya, Beskila, Yas Ledun, Bekala Shem Misois, Besweifa, Ledeecha Shad Moisia, Besweifa, Ela Shad Moisia, Ledun, Bekala Shem Misois, Bechanika. Rabbi Shmuel, Ba Sisvatoi, quoting Rabbi Avo, said that, just on the contrary, Rabbonan expound that a false prophet was in the category of idolaters who get Skila. The Torah gave him a lighter misa, it should have sufficed to lower it to Sefer. It was not enough to lower it to Sefer, it lowered it even more to Chenek. Surely this is the lightest of all misas, for the Torah wants to be as lean as possible. Rabbi Shimon, Dorash, Anshei Ir Nidachas, Bechlal Evdei Akum, Hoyu, Shisei Beskila, Yot Lidum Bekala Shem Misois, Shisei Beherek, Laidach Ela Sha'at Moitzia, Lidum Bekala Shem Misois, Bariga. Rabbi Shimon expands from the people of the Ir Nidachas. They were in the category of idolaters who get skila. The Torah gave them a lighter misa, which is herig, with beheading. Surely this is the lightest of all misas. The Torah wants to be as lenient as possible. We come now to the next Mishnah. Mitzvah ha-nisrofim ha-yu mashkim oise bezevel ad al-kavoisav v'noisim sudorim kasha l'sicharacha v'koruch al-sabaroi v'moshech ez-loi v'moshech ez-loi ad shehu p'sech ez-piv v'madlik ez-pesila v'zorka l'sich piv v'yeyred ez-nisich meyav v'choymeres ez-bnei meyav. The mitzvah of sreifa is that they insert him in manure up to his knees. We put a hard garment inside a soft garment and wrap them around his neck. The witnesses pull in both directions until he opens his mouth. One lights a pasila, which we'll explain, and throws it into his mouth, which burns his innards. Rav Yehuda Omer, Af hu im meis bi adam lahay mekayimim by mitzvah sreifa. The Rav just says, perhaps they will strangle him, and the mitzvah of sreifa will not be fulfilled. Ela poischem es piv bet savas. Rather, we use tongs to force his mouth open, light the pasila and throw it in his mouth. It descends into his innards. Rabbi Leza b'Sodok
says a case occurred in which a baskoyan was mezana. They surrounded her with bundles of twigs and burned her. Amaloi b'Fnishulei Haya Beistin Shavaisei Shah Boki. Chacham says because the Beis Din at that time was not learned. The Gemara says v'yiten kasha b'pnei atzmai. The Gemara asks we should put a hard garment by itself around his neck. Amar shleiyamus shekem matzanu shevashas shesasam chizke es meitzem meimei gichoin el elyoin v'manim dakim satmam. The answer is we don't do that lest he die through this, as we find that at the time that Chizke Amelech blocked the upper source of the Gichoin River so there would not be water for Sanhero's army. He used soft kalim to seal it, because the water is strong and hard. Also here, the soft protects from the hard. Rav Kispa b'shem Rav Yochanan b'psila shel boetz hi masnisa. Rav Kispa, quoting Rav Yochanan, said the Mishnah discusses a pasila made out of ba'atz. The Gemara asked, my pasila shel ba'atz? What is a pasila of ba'atz? Which usually means tin. V'apanon d'kisoin amin ava v'kastitriyoin mu'uravin. Rabban of Kisan say it is lead mixed with tin. Am Rav Yosi Rabun, Asya Commander Amma Madlik as a Pasila, Vazokla Sech Piv, from Commander Amma Yereda Sech Meyav, Vachimeras as Bene Meyav, but Pesila Shel Neft, he Masnisa. But Beis Yerubun said this is like the opinion that the Mishnah says only that he lights the Pesila and throws it into his mouth. However, according to the opinion, it says that also that it descends to his innards and burns his innards. Our Mishnah discusses the Pesila of kerosene. Tani, Koydim Laboim Shona, Adshulechor, Beis Amigdash, Nitlu, Dine Nefashis Meisol, Dime Rishim Ben Yochai, Nitlu, Dine Amoynes Meisol. The Bais says that 40 years before the Chorban of Beis Amigdash, capital cases ceased from Yisrael. In the days of Shimon ben Yochai, monetary cases ceased from Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Borech Rachmana, Delei Na Chakim Midoin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Blessed Hashem who removes monetary cases because we don't know how to judge them properly. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok, Tunaik Hayisi Borech Rok Seifoi, Da Abba, Borech Baskoyen, Chazinus Vekifur, Chavilez Mois, Vesalfur. Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok said, I was a child riding on my father's shoulder, and I saw a Bas Yisrael who had been mezane, and they surrounded her with bundles of twigs and burned her. Amalai tinek ha'isa ve'ein edus l'tinek. Chacham say you were a child, and a child cannot testify even after he matures. Katchama da milsa lehaya poches miben eser shinin. Katayim halich im, she say, Rebbe lehaba poches mitzlasen shinin. Deleis ucha de gava rabba mahalich im ba'onash poches mitzlasen shinin. The Gemara says the answer that when he saw this matter on his father's shoulders, he was not less than 10 years old, and he was going to with Rebbe, means bought right after this. Rebbe was not less than 30 years old, because it's improper for a great person to go with someone less than 30 years. The Tani Kain Amar Rebbe Maase Shayisi Ani Ba Rebbe Elazar Reb Sadok Mebeis Shirion V'Achalnu Te'inim Hanovim Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Rebbe says, when I was coming with the Elazar Reb Sadok from Beis Shirion, we ate figs and grapes, Arai, in a snack form, outside of the Sukkah. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Gimel. Mitzvahs hane'arogim hayu mativim es roishoi b'sayef k'derech sh'amalchus oise. The mitzvah of Heregiv, they chop off his head like the kingdom does, means from a standing position. V'yada'ime nivol huzeh el amaniach es roishoi ala sadan v'koitzet oisei b'kopetz. V'yada says that's a disgraceful way. Rather, he rests his head on a block and he cuts it with a chopping knife. Amuloi emitim nevelas mezu, Chacham said back, that is the most disgraceful death. Gemara says, "Moide Rabbi Yehuda she'emisam rebeles mizu ela she'amat Torah v'v'chukoseihem loyseleichu." Rabbi Yehuda agrees that this is disgraceful, but we cannot kill like the kingdom does, because it says, "And you shall not go in the laws of the goyim." Am Rabbi Yochanan v'tani ken yirtzach oyseich b'may shiratzach. Rabbi Yochanan says, "From a baisa yirtzach oyseich, a murderer is killed with what he killed." Yochalim Hog Besayef Yaugenu Besayef Makel Yaugenu Makel. So you might have thought that if he killed with a sword, he will be killed with a sword, but if he killed with a staff, he will be killed with a staff. Nemakan Nakim Venim Lalon, Vevisi Alechem Chev Nikmastam Nikambris, Manakim Shinem Lalon, Bechev, Afnakim Shinemakan, Misa Bechev. And the Gemara rejects that because it says here Nakima, and it says also below, and I will bring upon you the sword of revenge, the revenge of the covenant, just like Nakima said there is with the sword, also Nakima here was said with the sword. Yachol yet lenu meben hagafayim. The Gemara asks, well, perhaps he can kill him anywhere he wants, means even between the shoulders. Ne'emakan uve'ata ha'am v'kibecha, v'ne'emal alon, v'ata dvar adam anoki, mikir becha, hava'ara hava'ara, arifa arifa. The Gemara rejects that because it says here, and you will destroy the evil from amongst you, and it says later on, and you will destroy the blood, the clean blood from amongst you. We learn from here that Ekezer Shava on the word Havara, and from an Egla Rufa, which is learned from Arifa, and Ekezer Shava on the word Arifa. Mav Havara Shinem al Alon Mul Ha'iref Afkan Mul Ha'iref. Just like Havara there faces the back of the neck, also here it faces the back of the neck. Mav Arifa Shinem al La'alon Just like Arishva said below regarding the Chatas Ha'oif, the bird as the Chatas offering, it's cutting off the head. Also, in the case of Egla Rufa, it's cutting off the head. We come now to Halacha Dalad. The Mishnah says, Mitzvahs and Echanokim hayu Meshakim Oisai Bezevel Hadaka Vesa Venusnim Sudom Kalalas Lasei Haraka Vekerach HaSavoi Vemeshach Eslai Vemeshach Eslai Adjanashoi Yaitza. The mitzvah of choking is that we insert him into manure up to his knees, we put a hard garment inside a soft garment, and wrap them around his neck, one witness pulls towards himself and the other pulls towards himself until he dies. And the Gemara says, Chenek leis mishachach, amos harizu misa batayra, v'chomisa shenem batayra, stam ein ad v'shar lemoshcha, l'hachmer alea, el l'hakel alea, divrei Rav Yoshia. The Gemara says, we don't find an explicit source for Chenek. You learn from here that any stam misa mentioned in the Torah, you cannot be stringent about it, rather you are lenient, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Amar lo Rabbi Yonasan, lo mipnei shehi kala, ela shenema stam, v'chol misa shenema stam, hiya to Rosh Hashanah alea, ela hakel alea. Rabbi Yonasan said it's not because it's the most light, rather because it was said stam. Any misa said stam, you cannot be stringent to give sreifa or skila, rather you are lenient, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon that hereg is most lenient. And she said, "Talisa, oisai v'chenek." And we have a question here implied. Why do you say that there's no explicit source for chenek? It says, "V'talisa oisai ala eitz." You hang him from a tree. This is chenek. Amos say the chenek kachu zeh moshechet slo zeh moshechet slo. The answer is the way of chenek is that this one pulls towards himself, and the other one pulls towards himself. But there's no source for this part. Kahana ba koyme rav taman at ama atma zeh moshech helech zeh moshech helech. Achad Amar, Zeh Moshechet Sloi, Zeh Moshechet Sloi. Rukana asked Rav, there regarding Sreifa, you said that this one pulls Helech, which means this way, that this one pulls Helech and the other one pulls this way. And here you say that this one pulls to him and that one pulls to him. Amalei Taman, Zeh Milafonov, Zeh Milachov, Ramacha, Din Midain Sitra, Din Midain Sitra. And Rav answered that there, this one is in front of him, and this one is in front of it, and this one is in the back of him. But however, here, this one is on his side, and this one is on his side.